Right. A special good evening to each and everyone. Is it evening or afternoon? Afternoon, right? It says almost three o'clock in North America, and it is almost four o'clock in the Caribbean, and it is eight something in South Africa, and it's probably nine or eight something in the UK, right? I am your host, not no shocks, that's what I say when I finish in. I suppose to say, I am your friendly neighborhood DJ, DJ Floops for ChutneyMusic.com. And I'm here with the fourth Rani contestant of the day. She's a very young, like when I say young, she's not even legal. So all the thirsty men and them who just be on these lives and them, all behave for herself. Stop that one time. The girl is only 14 years old, I could be she father. Right? Judy Fraser is saying good afternoon. And she have a picture of a lion and Jesus. That is interesting, right? So young Princess Ashani, I think she is 14 or 15 years old, something like that. But that is still far from 18, right? But don't worry, we got her mother's permission for her to enter and all that thing. So we're not going to go into court, right? We'll be good, at least for now. So she is from Chattanooga. No, she is from Florida. And Russell, the comments coming in already. All the way till I finish the intro and then bring the comments, man. Every time I do in a live, I never get to finish my intro, you know, because people just be, and I gain all, you know, I just forget which part I reach. But I think I was at the intro. So Russell is saying, good afternoon, D Floops. Who the hell is D Floops? Is DJ Floops. Russell, are you on the spelling, eh? And Ashani, right, very good. Thank you very much, Russell. Ram, you're back inside. Good evening to you. It's afternoon. Catch yourself. It's after 12. Evening is after 6, right? And when you're saying good night, that's not a greeting. Okay, he's correcting himself. He spelled DJ correct. Very good. Right? Very good. Yeah, so we are going to... I sound like a pigeon. Yeah, boy, is this... Is the microphone? Is the mic? Hey, you're making me feel bad. You know my voice done thin already. Should I hook up the microphone? Is this freaking stupid thing by... Yes, now hold on, eh? Liam, what are you doing, Liam? All right, all you just give me a little time, Lee. You need to charge. You charging everything. Laptop, phone, everything. Man, fix that. If I sound like a pigeon, that is all right.
Because you know I have a very deep, manly voice.
Right? Okay, this Facebook user thing, apparently people are commenting. It need to charge. Right, good. Very good. Yes. So, these people commenting is... Oh gosh, why did the computer alone away? Jesus Christ, man. Yes. So these Facebook users is apparently real people. For some reason, we can't see them here. But Facebook user, big up yourself with the two laughing emojis or crying emoji. Right? Sachin Tendulkar. No, Sachin Tsigolam. Right. From the Netherlands. Right? Yeah. Wait, there are a lot of people now. Like, everybody don't need this Sunday lunch. Yeah, Sachin Tsigolam. That's my partner from the Netherlands. Asha is here and she dancing. I don't know what she's dancing for. Good evening, right? Wait, what's this Facebook user thing? Nicholas Alcos up here, MC, you know. Anyway, that's a joke. Right? Chauvin Singh. I guess that is his girlfriend there, too, looking very nice in all the shades, right? Nicholas is not seeing half of them because you're flicking blind. That is why you can't see good. Okay, Steve Rampersad is inside. Wait, there are plenty of people. Rishi Kaderu, I know what to say. Who is that white person in the back there in a white jersey person? But that is over on Ashani's side. Sachin is laughing. I don't even know how to laugh in Dutch. Hori, hor, hor. I don't know. How is laughing Dutch? Plenty comments. Okay, getting back to Ashani now. So she's 15 years old. She's just 16. No, right? She's 15 years old and she is from Florida. So everybody leaving New York now and they're going to live Florida because they fed up of the cold. My wife take me and bring me Canada, which is the colder than New York and Florida, which is, I don't know, I should be glad for what I get, right? Yeah, so she's from Florida and she's an aspiring singer and she mother has sent me a million video, sometime in the morning, sometime in the night, sometime in the wee hours of the day, right? Video. Ravi's having a good old laugh. Vishal Salik is taking a selfie in the bathroom. And he's saying good evening. Facebook user is 14 turning 15 on February 6th. I guessing that is Ashani, that Facebook user. Or whoever. Big up yourself, Facebook user. You're large and in charge. Aliyah.
Hi, hi.
I guessing that is how Aliyah is talk, right? Chutney. Shoveen Singh, when he was saying people only going and going, he started to make the noise. Well, who the hell is that? That had to be somebody working for me, right? So more likely is Nicholas talking that stupidness. I'm not too sure what he's saying. Asha, I'm keeping you on your toes and entertaining supporters. No, you're really flick. I need to sleep, you know. 2 o'clock in the morning, who does send videos them time? Right? I don't know why I was waking anymore. Right? But that is not the point. The point is we're going to talk about Princess Ashani and why I sound like a pigeon. Right? So we're going to bring Princess Ashani. Okay, more comments coming. Let us talk. Take the comment. Ashika Gopal, she is listening from South Africa. Why are you doing up so late? Now it's real late in South Africa time. Shoveen Singh understands apologies for the misunderstanding. Well, I didn't say anything. I like that. Don't worry. You and that girl looking nice. Marry the girl and be happy, right? Nicholas is laughing, as he does usually do. Shoveen Singh, you good, brother. Why Chutney commenting on its own live? I don't understand this. That is weird. Take care, we have a glitch in the matrix. Why are you putting on the light for?
I can't see.
I can see very good. Yes, it needs to charge. I know. Yes, it needs to charge. Patricia Ragunandan. Whoops, wait. It's too much. Wait there. Ashani, don't worry. Coming to you, you know. Coming to you, yes, though. Patricia Ragunandan. Ragunandan. Good day to you. Mindy Khan is, hey, good day, listening from Trinidad. I guess that's how Mindy would song, right? Ashika, it's 10 p.m. Okay, tomorrow is walk for some of you all. Or you go and sleep, or you need other thing. But at least you have your mask on there, and that is good. Stay safe. It's only 10:02. How do you ask you know that? They live in Trinidad. What you know is 10:02, Nicholas. When you reply to someone, it turns to the page, and we can't change that. Nicholas, is we can't change that, or you don't know how to do it? That is the point. Anyhow, that's enough for comments now. Let us go and bring the young lady on, because she has been waiting so long in the background. And we're going to bring her in now. Right, and she's not ready. You ready? Okay, ready. Where is that there? Hammock in the background? Can't see. It is. All right, so Princess Ashani, please introduce yourself.
Starting narrator.
Like anytime today.
So I'm 14 years old. Mm-hmm. I live in Orlando, Florida. I was originally born from New York. Mm-hmm. My parents are from Guyana and Trinidad. Mm-hmm. I started singing under 2 years ago. I sing a lot of bhajan, chutney, and film songs. Mm-hmm. I play harmonium and dholak, and I've also been dancing Bharatanatyam and Bollywood since I was four. Mm-hmm. I'm in high school, and I'm involved in Monday, and I love promoting my culture. I have two brothers.
Hold on, wait. Stop. Why are you looking like you're reading that from a piece of paper? I have a brother, I have a mother, I have a sister. Where, your mother write all that for you? Eh? Talk to you. Eh? Your mother write all that for you? You know, I had to say something about your mother, yeah? I saw a video with your bigger brother. I'm guessing he's your big brother because he's big. Where's his name? Avinash. That's the Ratia man, right? The Ratia man. And at the time I was watching a video, yeah? And he beating the dollar, can he go in? When this video going on done, boy. Talk the truth, all your mother is real push all here. Talk the truth. Okay. She can't do anything. It's on live TV. You want to come in the video, boy? Come now. Talk the truth. We're just waiting. Your mother is pushing hard. Right. Yes, you see? Best of luck, Lutchman. Yeah, Lutchman only saying that because he make the song, you know. Nicholas is saying, I guess she don't like interviews because she only watching she flicking mother all the time. She need to focus on the interview and stop getting the prompts. There's no wrong and right thing in this interview. This is very, very, hey, stop touching up now. I tell you, you can come in the interview if you don't touch anything.
I want it.
No, don't touch it. All right?
I want to touch daddy.
Somebody would send a blank thing and Nicholas laughing. Asha, of course, is trying to be she mouthpiece. But that is not what we're going to do here. We're going to get this young lady to talk. Right. So take the paper, throw it away. Answer from the heart. Okay? Right. So, do you really like singing? Right. You see, that wasn't hard. You didn't have to read from her paper. She is very, very shy. Yeah, Devashish is saying no need to be shy. Right? Be like Devashish. Be like Devashish. Right? Right. Hey. Yo. You're overdoing it. You want some time out? Time out. All right. Yeah. So, you want to be on camera? Okay, come. All right. Ask you a question there now. Fast. You see, you flicking shy and all too. Go one side. Love to see young people promoting their culture. I know you're talking about me. I know he's talking about me. Yeah, Zahir, I know you're talking about me, right? No, don't be like Devashish. Okay, Devashish, we're not going down that road. Not this hour. BB Can, Shy Gill. Wait, my voice so booming like a pigeon. Princess A. So who is Princess B now? We would love to promote your talent on way. Okay, Nicholas, send a man an invoice day for advertising. Wanna advertise the radio station. Time for Liam interview now. Right, so tell us about your song, Ashan.
Nine putting together just for fun. And we didn't realize how big this was. So we made count lines and words together. And all of a sudden we just made a song. We like, so it's about an Indian girl from Trinidad. It's about an Indian girl from India that came to Trinidad and she was whining, playing, dancing.
So what happened to she? Her bottom was itching. Why is she only whining all over the place?
She was dancing.
That just so she just come. So she just come from India, and as she touched in Trinidad, she just. And you know the funniest thing about that video is I could just picture you singing it in my mind. When girl come from India, she walking up she waist. If you see she whining and mashing up the place, you know. And then you sang some Hindi after. And what is the Hindi and what does it mean?
It means dancing.
Yeah, but it didn't say the Hindi part. Nacho or Toro. Not like Toro the bull, right? So some Facebook user, I know you have a name, but I'm not seeing it here, right? He's saying large up all local people. He's talking about me. Ashani is a wonder. What? Ashani is a wonderful person. And so is her family. Her dad is an awesome guy. And also a wicked singer. Actually, I saw him singing some dancehall or something. You know, some chat and they think they back and I was like, what? This family real thing. So it's what your name is? Akash? What your brother name is again?
Avinash.
Yeah, Avinash. So he beat any dolak boy when this thing going and done. And then Ashani, I was like cheating and like look at you, my fan. So she's doing the harmonia, right? So she's like and then the father now like chat me, I chat and me take a pack. So not all, and I think Asha sent me one with another sister. I don't know how much churn this woman have. Like, I can't keep count at all. I guess, hey, talk it truth. Your mother is forced to pay the dollar, Kent. Oh, Nati Ramuta, big up yourself, man. Yeah. Well, let's stick close with these big stars and them, Nati and them. Russell laughing off his tail. Nati introducing to himself. Yeah, so he is Nati. Is saying I block him. What the hell? No, why I block him for? I have no call. No, what else? Why I going to say corn in my starch? I have no. What I was trying. I was going to say something smart. I forgot about. Right? Yeah. So Nati, big up yourself. Nicholas, real laughing down yourself. Right. So I think I saw your sister. I think she named Avani. Yeah, I get one correct. Thank God. And the small one name is Dylan. This woman need to send a sheet with all the children she have. So I will know. I think Nicholas was saying it's 7. That is true?
4.
Oh, hey, Nicholas. Who knows? Maybe she still have time because Ollie moved to Florida. With, hey, hi, how are you going there? Don't worry. I go talk to your mother. I go save you. Right? Yeah. So Ollie moved to Florida now, which is very, very warm. So I'm sure she can make the other 3. And make up the 7 for the 7-seater. Nicholas still laughing. He's shocked. Okay, great. So, Ashani, you're going to release this song professionally. What are your hopes for this song? Come on, come on. Out with it. What do you hope to... Okay, let me rephrase it this way. What do you hope to accomplish musically?
Like to promote my culture.
That song in Real Rehearsed. You sure that's what you mean? That song in Real Rehearsed. I would like to promote my culture and stop world hunger and... Then I don't know why we can't be together. What is usually saying Miss Universe again? I want world peace. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Don't watch your mother. Mother.
The children that are my age.
Okay. Watch your mother and see what they say now. Right. Laura is saying poor girl is anxious. Don't make her more anxious. Actually, I'm actually cracking these jokes for her to lighten up, but she is, whoa, the ground, she is very heavy. Yeah, that Jerry, she soon. That's a joke. Yeah, the laugh. Laugh, Nagil. Yeah, Nicholas is saying she hoped these songs make people dance and break away. What the hell? What kind of spelling is that? Our BTA, you know. It's B-R-E-A-K. Oh my God. Choppymusic.com trying to teach people to use Hindi. We can't even use F in English, man. Come on. Nicholas, next for you. Yo. Okay, Facebook user. We don't know your name. Comment your name there. Right. So you want to encourage younger people to sing, right? And you know, funny that you should mention that. Florida, we see a lot of young ladies and young persons now getting introduced to their culture and practicing it. And Kieran, bro, I know plenty Kieran. Which Kieran is that? Right. Yeah. So that's very good that you would want to learn about your culture, because you know all they want Taylor Swift and, well, Britney Spears too old now. Shit, and nobody don't listen to Britney Spears again. Taylor Swift, who is like the young? I don't even know. Young pop culture people. Camila Cabello. I'm so old. That is to show who I am. Right? That is real, real good talking about my English. I am purposefully talking Trinidad English, Spinglish, right? So that is good that you're into your culture, and the mother with her 7 children, she's surely going to repopulate all the whole of Chutney in Orlando, and I think they have some big party. Shastri is always be tagging me every whole day, some migration party. Because everybody leaving Nicole in New York and going to Florida. I know, trying to encourage my wife for me to move to Florida too, because this cold over here, I don't know. My whole life I live with over 30 plus degrees weather. To come in -7, man, what the hell is this? You know? That's not, let me see somebody saying something here. First thing you learn about Trinidad culture is we have a wicked sense of humor. We are very sarcastic, so you need to have a tough skin. That is what I just said, Laura. Thanks for telling me what I just said. I am a realtor. Hey, you see all y'all know they plug in this business thing. Nicholas, please bill this lady for overtime for the amount of videos she send, and she plug in she business too, right? So send that invoice. Florida, no, we're going to buy a property in New York, actually. Tell she I'm moving. I fell.
Mark.
Okay, I fell. I'm moving to Florida, yes. Ain't you just say you might want to love her? Love here? You might want to love here? I don't know, something going real wrong with the English today. Ain't you say you might want to live here? Nah, I'm going to New York. Buy somewhere in New York. Ashani is very shy. Encourage the young generation to keep up the cultural. Okay. Runa? It's not cultural, it's culture, right? Culture. But that's a good one, yeah? You're standing up for your friend. Runa Sitaram. Good. Big up yourself. Ramla can sing beautiful and intelligent singing. Best of luck. Well deserved. Wow, it's a lot of things coming out here. Nicholas, I go hook you up. You see this woman, I got a really invoice, you know. People drunk on this live. I don't know, but what is really lacking is the English language. Asha, you want the invoice via email? That's a good question. Via email, we can WhatsApp shit. We're very, very ukura here in chattingmusic.com. So the sixth way, more thing coming up. DJ Spider, what's up? Big up yourself, there, Spider, Lauren. Ashani, who? Yes, that's a good. Maybe I better let Laura do this interview. Who inspires you musically? Who do you listen to? Okay, so you're more on the traditional side. And you're walking up the waist. Right? Asha is saying, Asha, give it a rest now. You're going to come and talk on the thing just now. Don't worry, we're going to let you talk about the realtor business, right? For free. Floops teaching English. Yeah, for real. Hey, by the way, I got a 1 in English. I was not an exemption. Jesus Christ. What did I call it? So long I finished school. A distinction, right? So it takes a true genius to talk broken English and know what he really saying. You know? So good. So you said yeah. Okay, very good. Kieran, try and share your video from by me now, boy. What are you doing? We're trying to build up the YouTube. Shucks, man. Distinction. Very good. You want a medal for that? You want a fig? You want a fig? All right, we'll get a fig for that. Right. So let me get back to Ashani. So what do you hope to do in this competition?
Win.
Mm-hmm. Well, girl, you had to beef up that personality, eh? Because that personality not going to win, right? Because I'm hoping that you don't perform like how you project. In fact, I might put you on the spot now and make you sing, you know? Are you going like that? Oh, she just jumped out as she said there. So, Laura, I had to make you a co-host in this thing, you know? Laura said, that's amazing for a young person. You don't find many young people that love traditional chutney music. Wow, mind blown, right? Great. Actually, that is good because remember, not Avinash, it's Avinash. I don't know why I want to call this boy Akash. Why she didn't name him Akash and done? Avinash. Yes, it's Avinash, right? So Avinash beat any jump. Oh my gosh, my mother only put him and beat this drum all the time. Ashani singing and Avani singing and now two of them dancing and the young boy Dylan. Lord alone knows what he's going to do in the future. I don't know what is his projection. But to find out more from the real backbone of the family, we're going to talk to the realtor, who is real, Asha. Come on, you want to talk long time.
Hello.
So, okay, let me get the business out of the way. Wait, I know you want to chastise me, aren't you? What is your realtor business? Plug it now and you're getting a free plug.
Okay, so anybody who wants to put a house, sell a house, Orlando, Florida, see me, Asha, here in Florida. Best realtor here, come to me, 612-288-7839.
We can leave that in the comments there. They will see it for sure. That's not, let me take this comment. No, don't tell that girl that. She has a lovely personality. Don't change for anyone. You need to have a stage personality. Think Beyonce and Sasha. Sasha? Who the frick is Sasha? That is some kind of young person or something. Some young person. Who is Sasha? I don't know. The world is a stage and you have to arc. Very good. Very good. Laura, are you? I don't know. Which part of your heart is? Somewhere here. Right? Yeah. So go ahead. Let us know why it is you push these children so hard.
I don't push them. What it is that I grew up, I'm from the coming to sort you out about your English accent. Hey,
I got my tea just now. Let me get my pinky out. Not nervous, Laura. How is all this thing? Yeah, go ahead.
So we had no exposure to our culture when we were growing. Zero. I moved to New York and it was so alive there. I saw a lot of young kids doing their part, keep culture alive. I never thought that I would have kids and be in that position.
Seven of them.
Four of them.
Yeah, go ahead.
And yeah, that's it really. I just go Mundare. We go to Mundare a lot and the kids got involved with singing budgeons, and from singing budgeons they learn how to do the instruments. And as I said, a lot of these kids, not just mine, have a hidden talent. They don't know how to use it usefully. So I thought, why not put it to good use and keep the culture alive and entertain the community?
Yeah, that is pretty good, because now that we have this competition where we could reach the most amount of people. Let me say in about 2-3 years, Ashani, when she get legal, she will be like a real good performer, like springboarding her career if she's so inclined. I just want to, just sorry about that there, Asha, let me just correct this, Laura. Her name is not Sasha, it's Sasha Fierce. That is Beyonce's stage persona. So I thought you were saying that. So, boo! I know more than you. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
My kids have a talent. They're the best there. They're trying something. Will they want to do it when they start college? No. It's time for them when they get college and they're overloaded. work, but may not have time for music. So when they're young and they're thriving and they have the initiative to do it and the motivation, why not put it to good use? They could be big singers. They have the talent. They just have to use it the right way. And I'm sure they'll be big superstars.
Yeah. I think us as parents, our job is to expose them to stuff that is out there, because as you correctly said, we're not too sure if they will like it, but at least you did your part in saying, hey, this is your culture. See if you like it. If you don't like it, well, fine.
And, you know, as I said, growing up in England, it was very tough. Any idea what my culture was, I didn't know about it. I'm still learning at my age. I learned through them because they learn so much. They're, you know, they take part in a lot of programs in the community, and I'm learning. The learning curve for them and me. And
yeah, actually, with my son, seeing that he's not growing up in Trinidad and growing up over here, and we live in the white part of Canada, I always hear this thing about people yearning for the identity, they're learning to know about the culture. And in Trinidad, they did the right thing, you married a Trini man, right? Or Trini, right? So you get plenty culture, whether you want it or not, right? And I think he's a DJ. And he's rapping, and he wants to be a dancer, everything, you know? No, so that was good.
You see, with the kids these days and with social media, there's a lot of negative exposure to them, and just keeping them on track. I don't want them going in that, you know, direction. I want them to be on track. So if I feel like I'm pushing them, sometimes I just want to keep them going with their culture instead of doing something wrong.
Yeah, that is good. That is really good, because, but you know, sometimes if you push them too hard, it's actually like a magnet. If you push it too hard and it's different polarity, same polarity, it'll push away, you know?
Sometimes, a lot of the times they do it themselves. They're here sitting in my house until 12. Sometimes I can't get it.
Oh, okay. So we painting a wrong picture of you. Sorry. So Laura is saying the Trinidadian diaspora is bigger in the Americas than it is in England. Because who the ass going so far? That's so far. Why are they going so far to live? Right? America is what? 6 hours away from Trinidad. And England is probably what?
Nine?
Okay, not so bad. That's just 3 hours. I don't know how the hell people just travel for 6 hours, because I be jittering in the seat like all the whole flight. I hope to sleep, but I don't really sleep, as you would attest to. She's saying there's a bigger diaspora in the Americas than in England, so it is up to the parents to teach the children about their culture and the roots. And quite correctly so, Laura, children, and Asha touched on this point earlier. Children learn what you teach them. If you push, like watching Peppa Pig right now, right? At the time, Peppa Pig was fought in the Americas, because all the American children were thinking, hey, daddy, I want to go and jump in the bubble. And right? And they was like, no. No British, no recolonization. And then they stamp out Peppa Pig, right? But the point I'm trying to make is people usually do what they learn. So if you teach them about their culture, they will practice it. And it's a good thing she likes traditional, so that means she will learn Hindi. And Hindi is an asset, and a child cannot speak about this enough. Languages, not only Hindi alone. I'm learning French, because I live in Canada. French, Hindi, you learn these things because it could help you get jobs. It could help you when you travel. Everybody loves to travel. I never liked to travel until now, right? And as I like to travel, the world gets shut down. So that means something wrong with me. I need to get jari, right? But yes, expose them to good things that they could use. You never know. Singing is a viable career. My son loves video games. He's only 4 years old. I don't know how the hell he get that. I hate video games with a passion. But now, even gaming is a viable career now, being a gamer. So it's good. It's very forward thinking of you. So can take a look at congratulations day. Let me take this comment here. Music is the best medicine for all our problems. For me, music helps me 100 for the quarantine. Okay, Stacy, very, very good. They are glad. And I'm sure you got a little laughter today because being a bit of a clown, you know? But as we say in Trinidad, a clown. So, right, as I see you put your hand in the frame there, you can just... Well, we can come in together so we can wrap up this thing. Anything you all would like to say in closing? Of course, we want to hear you. We're trying to get you out of your comfort zone. Go on. We just seen half of your nose. Right, right, good, right, talk.
Thank you for all the views, the supporters, and the voters.
Sit up and project that voice. Okay, yes, Gus? Yes, Gus? You don't, Gus? Okay, so here's a little help for you, right? You ever see somebody cuss like this? Well, boy, F you, nah. You know? You don't cuss like that. So think about when you curse, how you would usually, you want to say everything. You're like, rah! Like my son, right? Like when he go virtual kindergarten school, whole time, daddy, our phone, daddy, our one computer, this, that, that. From the time the teacher call him, oh, yes. Right? So learn to project that. So let me hear you now. What are you going to say in closing?
Okay. Thank you all for your support. And thank you for voting for me. Thank you, Jason, for giving me this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And everyone, please join us on February for the final session.
Okay. That wasn't half bad. A little less worms and you will be good to go. So thank you so much, Ashani. And we'll talk soon, right?
Okay. Thank you. See you all on February 6th. Vote Princess Ashani.
Hey, the people's choice doesn't impact these scores, eh? In case you forgot. Okay, later.
Okay, bye.
Boom. So you heard it there, guys. Okay. Stacy is saying, no, I love funny laughing. It's also good medicine. Yes, I keep it this way to keep the engagement high. Nicholas is like, she was like, hell no. And her mother was like, hell yeah. Right? Stacy is wishing Ashani the best of luck in the competition. And look, we're seeing the big decks. My big baby. Right. Good job with your kids. All seven of them, Dexter. Maybe you can make 10 and get a 12-seater. Right? Horace Sanka, who looks like Sachin Tendulkar holding a trophy. I'm too sure. Laura say, oh God, you're frightening the girl away. No. I'm not trying to put the girl, not trying to put on spot. We're trying to make her brave. Huh? Right, yes, no. Right, so good luck, Princess Ashani from Claremont, Florida. Big up all the Florida people. Next year, 2022, I want to see more people from Florida entering. And I want to see more people from the U.S. entering. Nicholas is saying, good luck to everyone in the competition. Big Dex is saying, wishing my daughter Ashani all the best. Dex, all the children can come and partake next year. You know, that'll be good exposure. You see, competition, right? It has a lot of bad connotations. But if you think back in the Roman days, right? Greek. In the Greek, the Greeks, they started... In the Greek, they started the Olympics, right? Competition is meant to keep you in good form. These kind of competitions help to build character. Okay, Ashani is not too good with the public speaking. As she keeps on doing these kind of things, we bring her out of her shell. I mean, she's very young, yes, we understand that. But she needs to get the right encouragement. And that is what we're trying to do. We're not trying to show up anybody, right? Laura Mahes is making a joke here. 10 churn, like current lock off by he. No, they have 4. We're just making a little joke there, right? You are doing an amazing job to promote the culture. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Laura. Don't worry, when we come to do that party in London, you'll come. Bring all, if you can bring, let me see. If I get 300 people, I consider myself lucky. When we come to do that party, we'll do one in Florida too. Florida will actually be very much easier for us than the London leg. And well, we have received our invitation to New York. If any sponsors looking on, by the way, or they could check us out. Our business email is admin@chutneymusic.com. The more sponsorship we get, easier it is to show our show. And I have been your host with the most, DJ Floops, for chutneymusic.com. Remember, tune in on February 6th at 7 p.m. when we do the finals, and this thing is going to be all over for this year, thankfully. We have some big big announcements coming. We went way over the half an hour mark, right? We have some big announcements coming that will be made on the 7th of February. And you all keep it tuned to chutneymusic.com. I have been your host with the most, DJ Floops, and I'm signing out. Thank you very much.